Passages from St. John's Gospel, such as the one we read about today, in which our Lord speaks of his relationship to the Father, are characteristic of the Gospel of John. It is the, I'd say, the deep or the high theology of the Incarnation and of the Blessed Trinity. That's why St. John is represented by the eagle, because his theology soars. Very clear from St. John's Gospel that our Lord declares his divinity and his equality with the Father and the subordination of his sacred humanity to his divinity. He's come into the world, he's become the incarnate Word for our salvation, and he is sent by the Father to reveal that Word, to reveal his Father to all of us. And this is what makes us Christians, what makes us Catholics, what makes us proclaimers of the good news, that we believe Jesus is the Son of God, and in him alone is our salvation. And this is because he is equal to the Father. He is one with the Father, although distinct from the Father and the Holy Spirit. And this truth became a matter of controversy in the early church in various ways, at various times, and was challenged by various heresies, because it was early on in the life of the church, and as theologians and saints thought their way through the scriptures and the proclamations of our Lord in St. John's Gospel, for example, this truth about the person of Jesus Christ and his centrality to history became a point of contention. Everything hung on it, and those who weren't willing to believe it came up with their own ideas. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Athanasius, who sometimes is known as Athanasius Contra Mundum, Athanasius against the world, because he was the Bishop of Alexandria for 45 years, and he spent about 17 of those years in exile over five different periods. He came back to his diocese and then was sent away again, and it was because of the Roman Empire, for the most part, that was being used as a tool of the Arian heretics. And so there was a fight in his own day against the power of the state, a sort of religious liberty struggle, you know, not dissimilar to the one in which we find ourselves today. But St. Athanasius was not willing to compromise on the doctrine of Christ's divinity, not willing to deviate one jot or tittle from the truth which Christ had revealed, and he was willing to put himself on the line and to proclaim the truth of the gospel publicly and in the face of great opposition. Opposition from the majority of bishops around him, opposition from the Roman Empire and the Roman state. St. Athanasius remained firm against the world, against everybody, you might say, the vast majority of people around him. And he paid the price, the Christian price, of giving witness to the truth, which is martyrdom. We refer to those who offered their lives to Christ and shed their blood for him, martyrs, which means in the Greek, witnesses, witness. You know, if we witness to Christ, if we give testimony to him, we will earn the reward of our testimony, which is to be a martyr a witness. Two things are really the same thing, and they allow us to identify with Christ. This is a great paradox of our faith, that the reward of our fidelity is very often the eighth beatitude, which is that we suffer as Christ suffers, that we are rewarded with persecution and with heaven and with the providence of God. But our Lord speaks of persecution as a blessing. It is a beatitude. And that is something that we have to recognize in our hearts, even though sometimes, from a perfectly reasonable point of view, it's something undesirable. It's something that we find and react against as an injustice. And yet from a prayerful and point of view, from the point of view, the perspective of faith, it is a blessing. So in these difficult times, we can call upon St. Athanasius as a patron and as an example, of course, someone to whom we can have recourse in our own difficulties, whatever they may be. And we can ask him that we may remain steadfast and faithful to the Lord, no matter what the cost, recognizing that suffering is not always a punishment for our sins. Sometimes, believe it or not, and this is, at the heart of the Christian message, the wisdom of the cross, suffering is a reward for our fidelity. And if we offer it out of love and allow it to transform our way of thinking and acting, then we will understand that the Lord has blessed us rather than abandoned us. May we learn these truths at the foot of this altar where Jesus offers himself for our life and gives himself to us as our food, to nourish us and to bring us into everlasting life.